Which Republican really won? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Ted Cruz comes out of Iowa as the man who confounded the pollsters and humbled Donald J. Trump.
Iowa, we love you. We thank you. You're special. We will be back many, many times. In fact, I think I might come here and buy a farm. I love it.
Okay. Anyway, come on now. It's a little too early to buy the farm, I think, considering he didn't spend that much time in Iowa and can't quote scripture all that well. Second place is not too bad when you're trying to win the evangelical vote against the son of a preacher.
Let me first of all say, to God be the glory.
But I don't see Ted Cruz as the winner either, because he's about to face a very different kind of come-to-Jesus moment in New Hampshire. And I think Donald Trump is in for a rougher ride too, because as the other candidates drop out, he has fewer victims to bully and a lot more time in the debates, which means he's going to have to start giving some real answers. Which leaves Marco Rubio, who came in third but was close enough to Trump to smell his cologne. And yes, he's only 44, but he seems more than okay with that.
Now the moment has arrived for this generation of Americans to rise up to the calling of our heritage. Now the time has come for us to take our place and do what we must.
And you know who he's echoing.
Let the word go forth that the torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans.
And that guy was only 43 when he was elected. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.